It's Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Bree Burkett, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. State Representative David Marshall has been appointed Navajo County Recorder. The Board of Supervisors selected the Republican to fill the vacancy left by former Recorder Tim Jordan, who resigned earlier this year after pleading guilty to weapons charges. Marshall has not officially accepted the position. If he does, state law would require him to resign from the legislature, which could temporarily shift the balance of power in the Arizona House, where Republicans hold a narrow majority. Marshall is also currently running for the Arizona Corporation Commission. He has not said whether he will continue his statewide campaign if he takes the recorder job. A new report shows Arizona is one of the least affordable states in the U.S. The conservative-leaning Common Sense Institute ranked Arizona 45th for affordability. That's down from 33rd before the pandemic. The group says rising costs for housing, utilities, groceries, and insurance are outpacing income gains. Researchers estimate Arizona households are spending more than $19,000 a year on basic needs compared to 2019. Northern Arizona is especially impacted, specifically when it comes to housing. Home prices in Flagstaff and Sedona remain high compared to local wages and the rest of the state. Analysts say tight inventory and higher baseline costs continue to drive prices up and worsen the region's existing housing shortage. Arizona Snow Bowl has extended its season by 2 days after recent storms brought about a half foot of snow to the San Francisco peaks. The ski resort initially closed for the season on Sunday after a relatively dry winter, but then they added a brief return for yesterday and today after 6 inches of snow in 24 hours. Snow Bowl reports about 150 inches of snow this season compared to the average of 260 inches. The location has stayed open as late as Memorial Day in previous years. In Greer, Sunrise Park Resort closed for the season in mid-March. Federal immigration agents are no longer stationed at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. A spokesperson told KJZZ that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents left the facility about a week ago, on April 6th. They had been deployed to several airports last month to help cover staffing shortages at TSA checkpoints during the partial federal government shutdown. That shutdown led to widespread staffing issues, with some TSA workers going unpaid. Airport officials say all security checkpoints are now open and operating as normal. The Department of Homeland Security released few details about how many agents were at Sky Harbor or what exactly they did there. A review of Arizona's 2024 election identified only a small number of potentially fraudulent ballots in the presidential race. The Arizona Capital Times reports that the assessment flagged 28 of the 3.6 million ballots received as potentially illegal. That's less than a fraction of a percent. Arizona has faced repeated scrutiny over the state's election procedures, despite multiple audits and court rulings upholding the system. The review identified 25 cases where an individual voted in Arizona, as well as another state. The Attorney General's office is investigating one in which someone appears to have voted the ballot of a dead person. So far, officials have not announced any criminal referrals related to the flagged ballots. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly announced on Monday he's joining other congressional Democrats in their repeated efforts to force a vote to end the war in Iran. Democrats have already tried multiple times to rein in President Donald Trump's war against the country through war powers resolution votes. At a press conference on Monday, Kelly urged his Republican colleagues to join the vast majority of Democrats in supporting the end to the conflict.
The American people are poorer and less safe because of this president. He got us into a conflict without a strategic goal, without a plan, without a timeline, without an exit strategy. And at this point, he is just flailing.
The War Powers Resolution of 1973 limits foreign military hostilities initiated by the president to 60 days unless Congress approves an extension. Democrats say they will introduce resolution after resolution to force Republicans to address the war. Former Arizona Cardinals head coach Dave McGinnis, long known as Coach Mac, has died at the age of 74. The Associated Press reports McGinnis had been in declining health before his death Monday at a Tennessee hospital surrounded by family. He led the Cardinals from 2000 to 2003, finishing with a record of 17-40. He previously served as the team's defensive coordinator. Cardinals owner Michael Bidwell called McGinnis one of a kind in a statement.
I'm KNE meteorologist Lee Bourne. A beautiful spring afternoon in the forecast. Sunny skies, light winds, high temperatures running right around average for this time of year. Mountain locations checking in near 60 degrees today. Navajo and Apache counties near 70. Prescott region upper 60s and the Verde Valley in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, expect a windy afternoon with the approach of a dry cold front. Winds gusting near 40 miles per hour behind the cold front. Temperatures cool off a bit on Friday into Saturday. We turn much warmer late weekend on Sunday, moving through next week.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.